We're continuing Chayyadim, Klal and Beis, and learning Siman Dalet. So till now we've been talking about the situation of Yerokas, vegetables. Now the Chayyadim turns to fruits and tries to give us another approach why it says that the bracha on fruit juices is Shehakol. Fruits which the normal derech is not to cook, but rather to eat them raw. So the bracha on the cooked juice of that is going to be a shakol as well, because this is a rule on the fruit itself. The fruit itself, which if it's normally eaten raw and it's cooked, the bracha downgrades from on the fruit itself, the bracha downgrades from a ho'etz to a shahakol. Okay, so now the soup which goes with that can't be any more chomer than the fruit itself. Okay. And in general, that many fruits tend to be eaten raw, many vegetables tend to be eaten cooked. So when we talk about yerokas and soups from yerokas, we can make a general statement that the bracha is odama, because we can assume that most vegetables tend to be eaten cooked, whereas the fruits, most of them do not tend to be eaten cooked. Vomnum. However, there are certain fruits which it is normal to cook them. Alfloimen, which is plums, yveshim, dried plums, which you know them as prunes. Valkarshin, and they used to eat a dried cherry. So, in those situations, if you cook them and eat them, the bracha is going to be ho'etz. And the bracha on the roitzav, on the fruit soup, will also be ho'etz. Why is that? Yudua shem medina shiyesh floimen v'karshin l'roiv. Noti lo adaita d'hochi liyavshin ulevashlon. Kosu achrenim l'vorach al roitzav brepi ho'etz. Okay, so now, He invokes the rule of Notei Daitzed Hachi, which we've seen many times. If this is why you plant the tree, or you plant the plant, and it produces it, this becomes the produce, which is the pre of it. So if the derech over here is to cook them, so that's what they're planted for. This is still considered the pre-ho'etz, even though it's been cooked. So now he says interesting things. So floimen, plums, are eaten both ways. They're eaten, they can be eaten raw, they can be eaten dried and then cooked. Cherries can be eaten raw, cherries can be eaten dried and then cooked. But since there is a large amount of this fruit in these countries, most of it, not all of it can be got into and used when it's raw, so therefore it was a normal thing to dry them out, and then eventually people would take them and they would cook them. So it was planted for both usages. Anything which you can use raw, you would use raw, and whatever you can't get to was raw, you would dry and then eventually use cooked. See, the Chayyadim said that's also called Notei Daitei D'Hochi. It was planted with that in mind, because it's planted with that in mind that you have the option of doing either A or B. So fruits which are planted with that in mind, when they are cooked, the fruit retains its bracha, and then by extension, the soup which comes in the fruit also gets the bracha of Brei Pi Ho'etz. The same way the fruit, the soups which come from vegetables get the bracha of Brei Pi Adama. Balroitav shel gaprigata karshin, they used to make like a fried cherry. I don't know. I have no idea what that exactly looked like. Is there a place that was more common? A place where they didn't. There wasn't so many of them. It's not clear if it was normal to say that they would cook it, not a lot, but the whole amount is small. So we're not clear. Maybe the primary planting was just for eating it raw. Maybe Bishel was included. So the Chagadim suggests that you should not eat just the soup itself. You should make a bracha on the fruit, and the fruit is going to say maintains its status of Brei Piyoetz, and the bracha of the fruit then will work for the fruit soup as well, for the liquid as well. Okay, the Chagadim continues and discusses some more scenarios of different types of juices which are produced through cooking, and we'll talk about Bez Hashem in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.